Rescue Romance, written by Side Rhea and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the characters Femur, Jaster Muriel, and Xanatos. Summary: Femur's brand new Padawan has been kidnapped by pirates. Jaster twists his wrists experimentally, checking the tightness of his bonds. He can manage half a rotation before the cuffs snick down tighter, although they relent enough to let him turn the other way, back to a more natural resting position. He leans his head back against the stone wall behind him and closes his eyes, slumping a little. Being captured is boring. He never thought he'd say that, but there's nothing going on and nothing to do. Better than being tortured, sure, but he has so much paperwork to get through and no chance to do it right now. It's probably multiplying as I languish here. Miles is going to beat me over the head with the pads. Arla will never let me go on a mission without her squad ever again. At least he knows Django got free of the trap. His captors have been grumbling loudly enough about only having the one prisoner, and his son had been far enough back when Jaster went down that Jaster knows he's not dead. Silas would have hauled him out of there. The door slides open. Jaster's eyes open as he starts to frown. It hasn't been long enough since the last time they shoved food in here. There's a long pause with the door just standing open before someone stumbles through. A child, Jaster realizes, with rising fury. Short black hair, scared blue eyes, hands bound before them in ridiculously thick cuffs. The door snaps shut behind the child without another word, leaving Jaster alone with them. "Hello there," Jaster greets, watching them watch him. They're pressed as close to the door as possible, as far from Jaster as possible, which is dangerous if their captors come back. He needs them to come over to him, where he can at least try to protect them. "I'm Jaster Muriel, he him. Who are you?" The child regards him with blatant mistrust. They start, only to stop immediately. They toss a worried glance behind them, back towards the door, and then squint suspiciously at Jaster. "If I give you my name, you'll be like them," they accuse. "I won't," Jaster promises. "My people value children. We don't use or abuse them." He tries to push his sincerity into his voice as much as possible, willing the child to believe him. Unfortunately, they draw themselves up, chin high, and insist, "I am not a child. I am 13 years old." The right age for a Verd Gotten. A young adult, then, one with some, limited, adult permissions, but still to be looked after. Not that this teenager seems any more inclined to listen to that than either of Jaster's children were at that age. "My apologies," Jaster says. He keeps his body language open and unthreatening. Not a great difficulty right now, with how he's chained to the wall. "I still follow a code that means I wouldn't go after you unless you started something with me." And given the youngling's age, Jaster would try to use non-lethal force. There's a pause before the child slumps a little. "I am Xanatos Ducryon, he him," the youngling provides, without the pause that some of those who grew up with binary language have. They slide around the wall, away from the door, but also keeping out of Jaster's reach. "It's good to meet you, Xanatos," Jaster says, keeping his tone light. He doesn't recognize the naming convention, but given how the boy hesitated over his name, he suspects there's something there to explain why the pirates took him captive. Best to only use his first name and to show no interest in the rest. The boy's mouth twists, but then he says, only a little grudgingly, "I suppose it's good to meet you too, Mr. Muriel." Someone certainly attempted to teach him manners. The way it didn't stick amuses Jaster, especially given the boy's Core World accent. He wants to ask if someone's looking for him, but that's probably pushing too far too quickly. Instead, he laments, "I apologize for my poor hospitality, but it seems my landlords don't believe in providing basic amenities." That draws a snicker out of Xanatos, and even, wonder of wonders, lures him a little closer. "They're pretty scared of you," the boy observes. "They didn't want to get anywhere near the door before they shoved me in." "No, I don't imagine they did," Jaster drawls, to cover his rage. He takes a careful breath. "If you want the blanket, you can have it," he offers. Xanatos's mouth purses as the boy clearly thinks it over. Finally, he shakes his head. "You need it more," he declares, although he falls a bit short of the haughty tone he clearly aimed to hit. "With all those holes in your clothes, you'll freeze first." "Thank you for your generosity," Jaster says, with a bit of a smile. He'll try and get the boy to take it again later, no matter how he appreciates the consideration. "It is my duty to look out for those with less than myself," Xanatos proclaims. He sits down, cross-legged, back against the wall, and puts his hands palm up on his knees. "Don't worry," he adds. "I'll make sure Master Fimor rescues you along with me." Master. The title sends a cold bolt through Jaster. Xanatos doesn't act a thing like a slave, but the ease with which he used that title tells him all he needs to know. "I appreciate that," he manages to choke out, with some semblance of normality. "And once the bastard does, I'll deal with him." Xanatos has the makings of a fine Mandalorian. Hopefully, Arla and Jango adapt well to having a younger sibling. Jaster's gaze snaps over to the vent when the cover pops off. Rather than fall to the ground, however, it floats in midair. Curled up against him, Xanatos stirs, blinks open his blue eyes. He spots the grill and smiles, standing up. "Master Fimor," he says, smoothing down his ruffled clothing. "Zanny," a relieved male voice says. "Can you make it up to the opening? I can't exactly fit." Xanatos hesitates. Then, slowly, he shakes his head. Swallowing hard, he admits, "The cuffs are blocking me." "Cuffs," the male voice, Master Fimor, says in disgust. "Stay put, Padawan. I'll work my way around." The vent reattaches itself. "Hold on just a little longer." "Yes, Master," Xanatos promises, his eyes glued to the vent cover. After a few moments, Jaster clears his throat. The boy jerks, whipping his head back around to stare with some apprehension. He takes a step out of Jaster's personal space, almost as on guard as he was several hours ago. "Peace, Padawan Xanatos," Jaster says, hands open, the backs of his palms pressing into the stone wall. "I gave you my word earlier." He feels a lot better about that master title now that he's been reminded slavers aren't the only ones to use it. "And with how quickly the boy's teacher came, I'm definitely not going to attempt anything so foolish as challenging a Jedi for their student. Everyone intelligent knows the adage about Padawans and masters." "Right," Xanatos says sharply, nodding. "Right, you promised. And I promise too. Master Fimor will get us both out of here." "I believe you," Jaster says. Xanatos turns his head towards the door, staring at it expectantly. It puts his back to Jaster in such a flattering show of trust that Jaster can't even bring himself to remind the boy that he might be waiting for a while as his master comes at the rescue from a different direction than intended. Despite Jaster's expectations, however, it doesn't take long at all for the door to swing open, revealing a towering blonde swathed in the traditional Jedi robes. He steps inside with a smile, bending down to unlock Xanatos's cuffs. "Sorry for the delay, Padawan," he says as the blue light flickers out and the binders drop to the ground. "I needed to make sure I got my hands on the right keys." "It's all right, Master Fimor," Xanatos says. He leans against the other Jedi, limp and trusting as Fimor wraps his arms around the boy. "I knew you would come for me." "Always," Fimor promises. Blue eyes, not too different in shade from Xanatos's, land on Jaster. "Did you make a friend, Zanny?" Xanatos pulls away, straightening up like a Sundari diplomat. "This is Mr. Jaster Mareel, Master. He's kept me company while I was in here, and I promised you would free him too. Did you? The adult Jedi asks with a friendly smile. He puts a hand on Xanatos' shoulder and squeezes. Good job on making an alliance, Padawan. He stands up and crosses to where Jaster is chained to the wall. And a good thing I took every key I found. He steps to one side of Jaster, leaving his view of Xanatos and the door clear, and unlocks the cuff on Jaster's left hand, wrapping his other hand about the wrist. Slowly, he lowers it down, moving with Jaster rather than restraining him. Thank you for looking after my wayward Padawan, Mr. Muriel, Fimor says, as he releases Jaster and steps to the other side to repeat the process with his right hand. I'm fond of younglings, Jaster replies. My son isn't too much older than your Padawan. He carefully stretches his arms once both are free. Fimor, he notes, hasn't stepped back. To his mild surprise, the Jedi reaches down to grasp both hands and then gently pulls Jaster to his feet, remaining close while Jaster tests his balance. Amused, Jaster tells him, I'm no delicate maiden. It would be poor manners to repay your care of my Padawan by letting you fall on your face, Fimor counters without missing a beat. He stays at Jaster's side as they head for the door, Xanatos falling in at Fimor's side, just behind the tall Jedi, hands tucked into the man's sash. Is there anywhere we can take you, since it seems your family hasn't been able to arrange for a rescue? Before Jaster can reply, a distant explosion echoes back to them. From the way Fimor starts, it isn't part of his plan, which can only mean one thing. That is likely at least one of my children, Jaster informs Fimor dryly. You might want to stick with me long enough to ensure they didn't destroy your ship on purpose or accident. Or to make sure they don't mistake us for the pirates who took you and Zanny, Fimor adds with another pretty smile. That would be a shame, Jaster agrees. He links his arm through Fimor's, keeping them all together in a clump. Tell me, Master Fimor, where were you and Xanatos heading before this side trip? Perhaps my people and I can see you where you need to go. Fimor laughs, a straight flush crossing his pale skin as he ducks his head, eyes flickering sidelong to Jaster. I would appreciate it, especially if your, people were as enthusiastic as it sounds. Jaster's smile grows. My pleasure, he promises. Half a step behind them, Xanatos groans loudly. Must you, Master Fimor? He demands. I'm right here. Fimor's flush darkens as he looks away. Sorry, Zanny, he mutters. He doesn't try to dislodge Jaster's arm through his, though. Jaster will take the win. The end.